Hi, you're listening to Talk CXO Live, and in this edition, we are featuring the story of a CXO who refused to rely on magic pills to bail him out of a health crisis, but instead claimed his freedom by putting his legs and his will to good use. By running, of course. He not only disproved his physician's outlook, but transformed into an avid marathoner and is now a runner for life. So get set to meet Anindo Ganguly, Director and Delivery Leader, DXC Technology UK. This segment is enriched with lots of tips and learnings from Anindo's journey as a runner. He shares why he hasn't felt the inspiration to run any of the world majors. We also discuss virtual runs and ponder about how running might evolve in the future.
Have you done the world majors so far? Any world majors?
No, I haven't. And basically that's because I'm lazy. Lazy in the sense that, you know, for all of doing, first is for this world majors. Boston, I would never qualify. I think 3.5 hours, I can't do a marathon.
The time limit.
3 hours, 15 or 3 hours, 3.5 now. I don't know what it is. I'll never manage that. London, for example, it's a lottery. So
is it?
Like me, yeah. For people like me who cannot qualify from a time perspective, you have a lottery which happens, and you have to, either lottery or the other thing is you become it's a sponsored event, right? Then
okay.
you get a lot of for a charitable cause you go and sponsor, do. But you have to do it well in time, right? And I generally am too lazy to do it in time, and ultimately I never get that. And finally, I apply for lotteries, and so many people apply, and you get it or you don't. I have never got run in the London Marathon, so that's not happening. But yeah, but I plan to do a few marathons. I was planning this year to do something. I was planning to run, go to Spain, possibly. Oh. But that's not happening now. so again, let's see how the marathon scene opens up over the next few months. If it does, then possibly I'll start training for a marathon, because I want to do a full marathon again. I haven't run for a full marathon in a while, so I want to do it.
Do you think this whole running now with this whole COVID thing and marathons and everything are coming under question, big question mark? The way people train is going to change in a way.
When I first came to the UK, right, in 2000, at that time I didn't know so many runners, right? But now it's like so many runners, so many races. Every weekend.
So many, in fact, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, every weekend in this country we have a marathon, full marathon, half marathon, 10 kilometers. Some at least 3 or 4 places it's happening, right? So any weekend you want to run in a race, you can find a race where you want to go. So many races happening. But now this strange thing which has happened, I don't know how it will impact, but I'm pretty sure it will have a big impact. I've seen so many runs getting cancelled. I was in some run, and they are doing a virtual run, I think, this weekend. Some strange thing, this concept of virtual run, I mean, I do virtual runs all the time.
Is it running at
all? On my own. So I don't. But they're going to give me a medal if I extend my timing. So it doesn't matter. But I don't know how this running scene, especially this marathons and half marathons, which were social events, right?
Yes, exactly.
How those things will evolve, I'm not free on that.
But we're trying to get a perspective on that. Let's see.
Yeah, but more and more people are taking up this sport, I think. And especially given this COVID situation, at least in the UK, that's what I've seen. Many people who could not go to the gym, who could not go to swimming pools.
Yeah, that's true.
They have started running.
So what are some of the best places you like to run?
I mean, I told you about the two or three races that I love. But over here, I live in a town called Reading, which is not very far from London. And basically, you have the Thames, which flows past Reading. And I love running next to the Thames. It's really beautiful. You have swans and all of
that. I can imagine,
And it's a trail, and it's a beautiful place to run. Wonderful place to run. I love running there. So that's my favorite place here. But I can only go now. I have my house is quite a distance from there, so only if I'm doing more than 21 kilometers do I go there and come
that's
back.
Up till there.
That's the other side of the town. I live in, you know, I live south of the town and north of the other side. So you have to go to the town center and pass it to get to the river, and then you have to run along the river. So it becomes a, you know, I have to do at least 24 kilometers to do that move now. But it's wonderful, and I do that, you know, once in a month or once in 2 months, I do that loop. And it's, that's the best place for me to run.
And what about your shoes and everything? I mean, are you picky about the shoes that you wear? Have you finally found your favorite brand of shoes, or still experimenting?
Yeah, no, I don't experiment at all now. So I have my Asics. I started with Asics, and then I started other brands, and now I'm back to Asics. And I'm not a big fan of barefoot running or minimal.
I was going to ask you. The same.
Sandals and that people run, right? I have a friend of mine. He is in India. He is a big. He's very much into barefoot running. I'm not a big fan, so I need some protection. Not very very thick, but yeah, some amount of protection. Yes, when I run.
Okay, and what about nutrition? Is that should be very important?
For running?
Are you very finicky?
Yeah. So especially, okay. So few things that I look at, especially when it comes to if I'm preparing for a race, right, or a run, as in a not my week, normal weekend runs, but for a race, I stop taking alcohol for the week. I don't have any alcohol. And the last few days before the run, I have a lot of carbs. I start carb loading, pastas and rice and noodles, stuff like that. And the other thing that I generally do after, you know, any normal runs, while I was in India, I used to do another thing, you know, because in India, you sweat a lot. So we used to get this salt capsules. So it has got sodium chloride and potassium chloride.
Right.
So you get those capsules. So for runs, we used to have that, especially if you're running full marathons, you know, in the sun, you sweat a lot, you lose a lot of body salts. Right. So I used to carry that when running in the race. And what else? I made sure that every time I have this weekend run, I after I come back, I have my protein and carb in my breakfast. So, for example, the Saturday runs, which are in the mornings, generally I have that to ensure that, you know, I have proper protein and carb. So these are the kind of things that I do. But generally, one thing is very important is after any run, you know, especially slightly longer distances, ensure that it's just not water that you're drinking. You have a bit of salt, a bit of sugar in it, right? Because you lose a lot of salt. And if you have just water, then sometimes I used to get headaches because basically the more water you have, the more, you know, the salt level goes down in your body. So ensure that you have that salt. Right, in some, so that's why those energy drinks are good. So I don't have energy drinks, but before, like I told you, I used to have those salt capsules while running.
Right. Oh, by the way, the cholesterol levels dropped in those 3 months.
I don't have any health issues, but the fact is, I come from a family where, you know, people have cholesterol. High cholesterol. So
Bengali, I think. Sweets and food.
So it's just that I think. So I'm always at the edge. You know, I don't need any medicines, but I'm in what do they call it? Boundary. They, you know, there's some boundaries. Yeah. I'm always on the boundary. Right. So, you know, I'm never at a place where it's I have to take medicines. But you know, they say, oh, you're okay. It's all right. But okay. I'm not in the best. Never, because of it's in the blood. There's nothing much I can do.
Blame it on the genes.